GOP can buck shaky on formalizing Biden impeachment inquiry, I'm really torn. By Wendell Hasebo on December 13, 2023. Republican Representative Ken Buck, RCO, indicated Wednesday he does not know whether he will vote to formalize an impeachment inquiry into President Joe Biden. The vote will be a test for House Republicans, who hold a slight majority in the House. The measure will likely need nearly all Republican support, including Buck's. Representative Kevin McCarthy, RCA, opened an impeachment inquiry on September 12, but lawmakers did not vote to approve the measure. If the impeachment inquiry receives majority support on the House floor, the inquiry will be formally adopted, a status that House Speaker Mike Johnson, RLA, says will help the House's inquiry obtain information blocked by the White House. Buck said he did not like it when Joe Biden stonewalled requested information House investigators requested, though he also said he does not see a link between Hunter and Joe Biden. I don't like what the White House did when they sent back a letter saying, "You haven't passed an impeachment inquiry, so we aren't going to give you these documents." I don't think that's based on the Constitution, Buck told the Washington Post. But at the same time, I don't see the link between the actions of Hunter Biden and Joe Biden, so I'm really torn. The House will vote on formally opening an impeachment inquiry into Joe Biden on Wednesday to enable the enforcement of subpoenas and empower the gathering of evidence about whether the president is compromised and traded official acts for foreign dollars, Johnson wrote in a Tuesday USA Today op-ed. In the article, Johnson provided 6 points of evidence against Joe Biden. More evidence against Joe Biden can be found here. Watch, Jonathan Turley, Evidence Supports Impeachment Inquiry. Follow Wendell Hasebo on X @WendellHasebo. He is the author of Politics of Slave Morality.